According to national reports, the national snapshot of veteran homelessness shows that in 2023, the total number of veterans who were experiencing homelessness was more than 35,000. And that is actually up 7% from the 2022 numbers. However, while that sounds not so great, more and more entities in America have been trying to tackle the issue of veteran homelessness. That same national report shows the estimated number of veterans experiencing homelessness in America has actually declined by 52% since 2010. So we are improving. But of course, we can always do more to support the men and women who serve our country and return home to issues like joblessness, addiction, and homelessness. And so that's why we on The Morning Show support organizations like Homes for the Brave right here in Bridgeport. And we love to highlight the work that they're doing, but also events that will benefit our homeless veterans in Connecticut. Joining us now, a buddy of mine, Vince Santilli, is back on the show with Homes for the Brave. And Vince, welcome back. How are you?
We're doing tremendous, Melissa, and it's wonderful to be with you again this morning. Hope all is going well on your end also.
Oh, thank you. Yes, no, everything is going well. And actually, I was thinking about you a couple weeks back. Our team is expanding for Step Up for the Brave later in the summertime. We are starting to have meetings, the WACC team, and we have another entity, another office of people who want to join us for this year's event when it comes, you know, down the road, obviously. But we're already training for Step Up for the Brave. So, yeah, we've been thinking about you, and we've already started training, just so you know. I know we're months away, but we want to, you know, do more this year. So just letting
you know.
My
goodness. Well,
oh, yes.
That is exciting, Melissa. And guess what? I should let you know, because this is fairly recent. We are now booked for August 17th, Saturday morning, and that will be at Sacred Heart University's beautiful new Martyr Family Hockey Arena.
I love it there. Have you been there?
Yeah, of course.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's spectacular, and it's gonna just fit this event perfectly. We'll put it like that. And so we are so excited. Sacred Heart University is so excited to have us there this year. And so we've already had meetings with them, and so it's, you know, we haven't started getting to save the dates out yet, but it's great since you mentioned it. I couldn't resist, and so we'll have your team will have a wonderful morning.
Perfect. August 17th. You got that, Eric? Make sure you mark it down. You tell your half of the team about it. I'll tell my half. That's really important stuff. Make sure we mark our calendars. But before we get to Step Up for the Brave, which we happen to love here on WICC, let's talk about another big event that's actually coming up sooner than that. It's going to be happening in April. What is going on with the 8th annual For Veterans by Veterans Comedy Night? What is this?
Well, Melissa, you know, we started this back in 2017, and this is just an amazing event because it's professional comics that are also U.S. military veterans. So it's not like you're pulling somebody out of the crowd. These are pros. They are great, and we just have an incredible lineup this year. So it's a wonderful night with a fabulous meal, and then we have three comics performing, actually four, because the MC is Billy Wynn, who many in this area know. Billy, who is just known from both his radio work as well as being a stand-up comic. And so he will be the MC that evening, and then he will introduce three comics that will just knock your socks off. We have two co-headliners for the event, so it's just going to be an amazing evening. And that is on Friday night, April 5th, at Vizzano's Four Seasons in Stratford. The doors will open at 6 o'clock, and the comics will go on at 8 p.m. with just a wonderful dinner in between and so forth. It'll be a cash bar. There'll be a 50-50 raffle there. And last year, we had over 360 attendees.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just going to ask, you know, I would imagine this fills up pretty quickly. How many people are you able to get, you know, into the event?
Well, again, we're hoping to be right around that number, well into the 300s, you know, into the 350 range. And we're close to 200 tickets already committed right now.
Wow.
And so it's, you know, and we've got a little over 3 weeks left, so it's going to be a big night. We'll put it like that.
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, we have Vince Santilli here with the Homes for the Brave, and they are hosting their 8th annual comedy night, and it features professional U.S. military veteran comedians to benefit homeless veterans here in Connecticut. Of course, Homes for the Brave, and obviously we'll give the website at the end so people can buy tickets and all that. But give a quick snapshot, if you don't mind, Vince. It has been quite a busy last couple of years, especially at Homes for the Brave. What have been some big upgrades, some big things happening at the facility, and why should people not only come and support this event, but also, you know, again, it's to make money and to really support our veterans here that are using Homes for the Brave, for example, to get back on their feet. Tell us about some of the big news that has gone on in recent years at Homes for the Brave.
Well, Melissa, as you know, and you've been just such a wonderful supporter and been out to visit us, and as you know, we have a clinical program, we have a vocational program, we have a walk-in veterans service center for veterans and their family members. And so we've expanded from 2022, we've gone from 3 facilities all in Bridgeport to 6 facilities, with 2 being in West Haven, Connecticut, blocks away from the VA Medical Center, which has been really popular for our veterans who get medical and or mental health treatment at the VA. And right now, we're expanding our headquarters facility on Park Avenue. So we're adding a new wing with private suites, rooms with their own restrooms, an elevator in this building, which is so critically necessary for us right now, with more and more of our veterans having mobility challenges. And so we are, in order to finish that project, which we anticipate in the next 3 months it will be done, and every week it seems like more little obstacles come up, but we are selling bricks, benches, naming rights to rooms in the house. So if folks want to, you know, either memorialize or honor a veteran that is or was and is special to them, they can go to homesforthebrave.org and they can then really put their order in for that, because this building is going to be just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And so we are so excited about it, as you can tell. And, you know, so much is going on. And I'd love to tell you that, you know, the needs are dissipating, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why our veterans are staying longer in our facilities, it's not because they're not ready to move into a permanent housing situation. It's because there's really so little out there. Yeah. Supply is almost nil. If you're looking for clean, safe, and affordable housing, it's very, very difficult to find these days, especially here in Fairfield County.
Yeah, it's very true. And so there are so many opportunities for you to support Homes for the Brave. As Vince just mentioned, actually, when you go to their website, homesforthebrave.org, you can actually see on there, as you scroll down on the main page, a commemorative bricks and naming opportunity where you could click on that. You can also donate. There's a big donate button. And you also will see 8th annual for Veterans by Veterans Comedy Night, where you can click on that and buy tickets today to also support Homes for the Brave. And so, Vince, I want to thank you so much for always making it a point to come on WICC, sharing the news with us. And of course, we are also here in your corner to drum up support. And hopefully it's a great night on April 5th, and certainly keep us posted. And I look forward to seeing what happens next.
We will, Melissa, and really thank you so much. We're so grateful for your support in WICC's, and keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you, Vince. You too. Seriously, thank you so much. Again, that website is homesforthebrave.org. Homes for the Brave, all spelled out, homesforthebrave.org. Thanks, Vince. We'll talk soon.